Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Al Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Chief Information Officer Lisa Schlosser from HUD. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Pete Boyer, Director of Federal Civilian Programs. Lisa, we know that HUD, like many other organizations, faces IT challenges from a number of fronts, including requirements to quickly respond to policy and resultant system changes from events such as, in your case, FHA reform or natural disasters such as the hurricanes from last year. How has HUD reacted to these challenges from a systems perspective, and how can industry help to prepare the department to be able to react quickly and efficiently to these evolving IT changes?
Oh, HUD's really been investing in a standard open architecture using web services, using standard reporting formats, using standard information sharing protocols and formats as well. And we've found since we've been investing in this type of standards-based architecture, we're able to share information quicker. We're able to make changes quicker to our systems to accommodate a lot of changes that are happening today. Everything from responding to various hurricanes across the country, other natural disasters, and program changes. So I would say that's the first thing that we're really focusing on is using open standards, using commercial off-the-shelf products as much as possible so that we can rapidly put in place new systems to adapt to these changing business requirements. And also, not from a policy perspective, we did, as we talked about earlier, invest quite a bit in ensuring we had a good business-based enterprise architecture. So we know where to invest our funding, and we're investing in the areas where we anticipate we'll have to make system changes quicker. And that's where we're investing in the commercial off-the-shelf packages as much as possible, you know, where we're investing in web services and using web and portal technology to its fullest capabilities. In terms of how industry really can support us to continue to really understand our business, to understand our business processes, and to develop the commercial off-the-shelf products that we can rapidly integrate in kind of a plug-and-play type scenario into our environment so we can rapidly take advantage of technology so we can shorten life cycles, you know, from the traditional years of development to the 6 months that we're starting to see when you have a new business requirement and you can capitalize on a COTS product or on a web services, a portal type technology. So that's what we need to continue to have from our industry partners and tight collaboration and sharing of best practices and bringing best practices that industry's seen, you know, across the government in other agencies, bringing those solutions to us and helping us to identify and capitalize on other shared services that could help to meet our business requirements quicker than before. So, for example, you know, HUD has, as I mentioned earlier, our Community and Planning Development Group has really taken the lead in providing a lot of support in rebuilding communities in the Gulf Coast. And we rapidly put in place a web-based system with a series of controls to track and report on that funding and to get the grants out, for example, quicker than we ever have before using, again, web-based technology, using open standards. We can get that information out, we can get reporting, and we can get access, secure access to the right people at the right time using that technology.
Lisa, I'm sure one of the hot buttons for most CIOs these days is the issue around information technology security. And certainly it's been in the news quite a bit these past few weeks and months with a variety of penetrations and stolen laptops, which cause a variety of major problems within different government agencies. And it fuels our citizens' concerns over issues such as identity theft. What does this mean at HUD, and how has the agency reacted to these types of events?
What's interesting about HUD, I think earlier, is I've been there for about a year and a half, just a little bit more than that now. And one of my observations about the leadership at HUD is they're very aware of technology, capitalize on technology, and not just technology itself, but also information security. The deputy secretary who I work for, Deputy Secretary Bernardi, is very, very supportive of information technology security. In fact, when he started reading about some of these incidents, the first thing he did is call me and say, Lisa, what can we do to mitigate our risk? And fortunately, because we've had the support at that level, the support of our business leaders, we've actually been improving our security over the past, you know, since I've I've been there certainly at HUD. And a couple of things that we've been doing other than the executive support, we really have focused on making sure we have a good solid inventory of systems and eliminating redundant systems where we didn't need them. There's no use having a system just to have a system. So where we didn't need it, you know, we've decreased the systems or combined systems or re-engineered to one platform. So the less systems, obviously, I think you can have a better handle on security. The other thing HUD really has an advantage on, and one of the really critical success factors, I believe, in protecting your data is to have a centralized architecture, a centralized network, one help desk operation, one network, one way that you go ahead and implement patches across your environment by pushing a button, basically. HUD has that advantage. We're centralized. Again, we have one network. We have one help desk. We have one infrastructure. And I think that's been a real benefit to us. We're able to have a standard image on every single one of our servers, on every single one of our desktops. So if a new virus comes out, we're able to implement the patch very, very quickly after we test it throughout our environment. Other things that HUD's done, obviously, when some of these incidents started to occur, you know, we went out and we did a review of all our programs, re-updated our data architecture just to make sure we truly understood where all our data was, where there was potential personally identifiable information, or PII, you'll hear that term, and we made sure we had the right protection and controls in place. We also went out and retrained all of our folks that had mobile access to HUD systems or to data, put in place strong policies about removing that data from HUD, and had our users sign statements indicating that they realized their responsibilities in protecting that information. So we've been very proactive, as with most of the agencies now, in putting in measures or enhancing the measures we already had in place to improve security.
Lisa, on a different subject, one of your roles is to serve as both a member of the HUD Technology Investment Board Executive Committee, or TIBEC, and to coordinate the efforts of the TIBEC. Could you tell our listeners about the HUD TIBEC? For example, what criteria does the TIBEC use to evaluate the portfolio?
HUD has a governance process in place that's also embedded in policy, where we have what's called a technology investment board working group that consists of individuals representing each of our key business areas within HUD. This group gets together, establishes what our business goals are for the year based on the strategic plan, other things we've talked about. And this group also goes out to each of the programs, asks for the programs, anybody who wants to invest in technology, to put together a business case to justify why they need investment dollars. The group then evaluates each of those business cases against a set of criteria, as you just asked about, Pete. And in this case, this year, those criteria change based on, you know, our business needs or, you know, the direction of the secretary or Office of Management and Budget at the time. This year, for example, we had a very clear set of criteria. Every single business case was evaluated against how well it met the new strategic objectives of the department. So, for example, did the proposed investment or business case support the FHA modernization program? Did it support the public and Indian housing modernization program? Did it support some of our internal modernization programs? You know, or how well did it support those programs? Was there a qualified program manager, you know, assigned or proposed for that project? Okay. If that project had been ongoing, was it meeting its cost schedule and performance goals? Was it showing value to the business of HUD and showing good business outcomes? And did the program or the project, is it taken into account? Does it understand security and how it's going to protect the security of the data that will be embedded in that system? Once that group pretty much puts together and evaluates each of the projects, in our case, we have about 13 major projects that get evaluated and another 50 non-major programs that are evaluated. The group gets together and decides which get funded and how much. And then this is presented to what we call, as you mentioned, Pete, the Technology Investment Board Executive Committee. And that's the TIBEC. And the TIBEC is comprised of Deputy Secretary chairs that. The CIO is a member. The Chief Financial Officer is a member. The Chief Acquisition Officer. And, of course, each of our Assistant Secretaries is also a member. And the General Counsel. So the budget is presented to that group, and the group says yay or nay on that particular budget, and then the CFO takes that budget and incorporates it as part of the secretarial budget. So everybody really has a say in where those dollars get invested and to what priorities those dollars get invested in.
Now, how has this process changed the outcome of HUD systems?
I think by having the business folks involved at a couple different levels in the governance process, it's not just the chief information officer obviously making these decisions, it's the business folks. And so I think our systems are becoming more valuable, are becoming more a critical part of the success of our programs. And I think you're starting to see some really positive business outcomes based on our enhanced use of modernized technology that's been derived from this process. So I'll give you two quick examples. I'd mentioned that obviously one of our goals in HUD is to increase home ownership. Well, we do that primarily through our loan insurance programs. So one of the areas that our businesses last year wanted to invest in was to automate or make electronic the process whereby we get submissions on loans from the lender community. It used to be that the lenders would submit a loan application to HUD in a paper-based format, which resulted in millions of pieces of paper a year. Well, as of last year, we made that an electronic process. So we've cut processing time by 20%, cut cost by approximately 30% for that process. So ultimately, those reduced costs equate to quicker processing of applications and getting loan insurance and ultimately loans to the citizen quicker than ever before. Another quick example, I think all government programs try to increase efficiency in the way that we give out payments to recipients of our programs. In the past couple of years, HUD put in a system to help to ensure that our funding for various programs only went to qualified individuals or qualified organizations. We put in a new database that we actually work with HHS and SSA on, and we've reduced improper payments on this particular program by 57% just by using modernized shared technology.
What are your next steps for the tieback?
We continue to improve the process in the tieback. We are increasing the representation of the business community. So our housing leaders, for example, Federal Housing Administration leaders, are even more engaged than in the past in that process. And I think you'll ultimately see more and more our systems really supporting good, solid business outcomes and measurable performance improvements in HUD's programs.
Now, in our research for the program, we noticed your website includes significant information about the IT development cycle at HUD. Could you tell us about this information?
Well, we like to post the information so that all of our partners really who help us develop these systems really understand what our processes are and how they can build systems to support HUD using a very standard standards based process. So we do make sure we keep that updated. We make sure that it's out there so that anybody who would like to participate or bid on a HUD program has access to the methodology that we use and can apply that methodology to their solutions.
Now, how has posting this information changed the activities or outcomes at the OCIO?
Well, as we post more and more, we're finding that we're getting solutions that really fit into our architecture. It's really resulting in fewer redundant systems. It's also resulting in better lifecycle delivery of new systems development.
Lisa, we also noticed that you've included a fair amount of information regarding privacy. What information is available for HUD customers, and when does your office interact with the Chief Privacy Officer?
There's a couple ways we get that information out. Number one, you'll see on our website, we do post a privacy policy so everybody understands what we collect, why we collect information. Secondly, we also complete something called a privacy impact assessment on every single one of our computer systems so that documents what information we collect, what might constitute privacy information. And we post the results of those assessments on our internet site, so anybody in the public can have access and understand where and how HUD is either collecting or, again, using Privacy Act or personally identifiable information.
What does the future hold for HUD? We will ask Chief Information Officer Lisa Schlosser to discuss this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.